Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As part of rule changes put in place by the Obamacare healthcare overhaul, hospitals across the country are now paying fines to the government for patients readmitted to the hospital within 30 days of a previous discharge. Those fines can cost medical centers millions, and doctors are looking for ways to reduce that readmission rate. As Casey Kuhn from Here Now contributor KJZZ reports, one rural city in Arizona is helping keep patients out of the hospital by sending paramedics to their homes.
Hi, this is McKenzie from CP701 in Buckeye.
It's the last hours of Buckeye Fire Captain Mackenzie Hess's 48-hour shift, and he, along with paramedic Jim Helms, are spending the time making house calls around town.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm damn what I was.
It's good to see you. Good to see you again.
Their first stop is Betty and Lou Rogers' house, a couple who are both in their 70s. Betty has a pacemaker and complains about nausea. Helms puts monitors on Betty's arms and legs. A sheet prints out the heart monitor data, and things are looking good for Betty today.
Well, looks like you're ticking along pretty good now.
Look at you go.
Yeah.
They move on to Lou and talk to the two not just about their health, but about the weather, Lou's new truck, and the salt Betty needs for salami she makes for the firemen.
You can talk to them, and it's not like talking to a doctor or a nurse. It's just like talking to a friend.
The house visit is part of a pilot paramedicine program Buckeye introduced last summer as a way to lower hospital readmissions. Hospitals can be fined up to 3% of Medicare funding if a patient is readmitted within 30 days. Helms and Hess's job is to go to patients who have been to Banner Health Australia Medical Center and help them with things like making sure they're taking prescribed medication correctly, a big reason patients return to hospitals. Buckeye Fire Department teamed up with the city's medical director, Dr. Todd Cleaver, to develop the program.
Community paramedicine is a new thing. It's only been in the last couple of years that people have developed these programs. Nobody really knows exactly how to do it yet, so we're kind of making it up as we go along.
And it's working. Out of 131 paramedicine patients, only 4 were readmitted within 30 days. That makes the program's rate just 1/6 of the local hospital's readmission rates. While the project is working to save money for Banner Australia, the patients seem to get more out of the visits than just a quick checkup. Just ask 72-year-old Marvin Lloyd.
After the first time, I thought, no, they don't need to come back. And then by the time it was time, I did have a bad couple of days. And, you know, talking to somebody that's seen it, done it, been around it, it's different.
Lloyd had a spinal fusion surgery a few months ago and is going through physical therapy. He says the home visits help him mentally as much as physically. His wife, Diane, thinks so too.
He's always got a lift after the guys have been here and a little more positive outlook and everything.
Paramedic Helms gives Lloyd words of encouragement at his visit.
So for your age, you're just absolutely fantastic. So you're doing good.
He says while he hasn't been doing this kind of work long, he thinks the program does more than just keep people out of hospitals.
I take as much from it as I think the patients do. I learn a little bit of something that I didn't know before or key in on something, and I think it ultimately probably make me a better paramedic.
For now, the program is still in pilot mode, but Dr. Todd Cleaver says the goal is to make it a permanent option for more Buckeye residents and continue to bridge the gap between hospital and patient. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn in Buckeye.